And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today we're continuing our topic, you and your emotions. I don't know of anyone who hasn't experienced the emotion of fear. From the youngest child to the oldest adult, fear is something that springs up naturally. That's because fear is a God-given emotion that's often for your good. That physical fear that causes your heart to pound and the adrenaline to start flowing is a wholesome response that's designed to help you avoid harm. There are also other kinds of wholesome fear that God has given you for your good. I don't have the time to develop these fully, but let me just briefly mention them. The Bible refers to the fear of parents that children should have, a wholesome reverence for the parents that God gave you. It refers on many occasions to a fear of God, again a reverence for the one to whom we owe everything. Paul teaches that we should have a fear of sin lest we should displease our Heavenly Father. And further, we should have a fear for others, the realization that men are lost spiritually that drives us to try to win them to Jesus Christ. The unsaved should have a fear of condemnation, a fear that is meant to bring them to the Lord. And finally, believers should fear to fail in their duty. All of these are wholesome attitudes given by God to help you live in a way that pleases Him. But there are also unwholesome fears that come between you and God. And these are the ones that I'm concerned with today. The Bible mentions a fear of man. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Fear always springs from ignorance." That's why we sometimes fear men. We forget that God is in control of our lives, and we think that other men can harm us. But if you're in the will of God, no man can touch you, excepting in the way that God chooses, and that's always for your best. So, you do not need to fear man. The Bible also mentions a fear of the judgment. 1 John 4:18 says, "Fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Now, if you're unsaved, the fear of judgment is a wholesome thing, meant to turn you to Jesus Christ. But for those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior, God never meant us to live with that kind of a spirit. He wants you to turn from sin so that you'll not need to fear any judgment of the future. For the Christian, there are only two sources of fear, your sin and the coming judgment of God. So if you feel fearful, you have a problem that God never meant for you to have. How can you overcome fear? God gives three steps in His Word. In the first place, you need to maintain your confidence in God's ability to guard you from evil. The author of Hebrews wrote, "We may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me." This is illustrated in Philippians. Paul had been arrested, but he maintained a confident and bold spirit even in his Roman imprisonment. When the other believers saw this, they were encouraged to speak the word without fear. In the midst of opposition, they trusted God. Secondly, we need to be submitted to the work of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 1:7 says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Romans 8:15 develops the thought by saying, "You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." The Holy Spirit works confidence, not fear. So as you yield to Him, He will enable you to stand confidently against the problems of life. Finally, you should develop an attitude of love for other Christians. 1 John 4:18 says, "Perfect love casteth out fear." As you develop a wholesome burden for others, as you allow the love of God to generate a love for others, you'll find yourself growing spiritually, and this growth will allow you to overcome your fears. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.